Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Ches. Today we, Be'ezrus Hashem, finished the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We left off on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Nun Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines before the end of the page. We're in the middle of a discussion about Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara. We want to know how we know that Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara is in fact Asa Ba'hana. The Gemara is going to talk about how we know that it's Asa Ba'hana, even if it's a Balmum that's Nishchat Ba'azara, even if it's an Oaf or a Chaya, that it's not only by a Behema that's Ru'iyah LeKarban. The Gemara is going to talk where Rabbi Shimon might hold that Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara is only Drabanan, that there might be a case where Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara is not even a Dinda Araisa. And then the Sugya related to Isurei Hana is going to conclude with why these Isurei Hana are not Tofes as Demeyim, why it is that the Mishnah had said that if you sell them and then use the money for Kiddushin, she's Mekudeshes. That does work, whereas some Isurei Hana we find are Tofesim as Demeyim. The Isur transfers to the money by other Isurei Hana. Then the last Mishnah in the Parak is going to talk about being Mekadesh Shanisha with something that a Zar is not allowed to have or doesn't belong to a Zar, with Trumos, Maestros. So even if the woman is Yisrael, the Mishnah is going to say she's still Mekudeshes, and that's going to lead us into the discussion of whether Tovas Hana'a is Mamon or not Mamon. What rights do I have in Truma? I have the right to give it to whatever Kohen I want to give it to. So does that have monetary value, or does it not have monetary value? The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a machlokas about how much to pay if one steals Tevel. Do you pay the full value of the Tevel, or do you subtract the Trumas of Maestro Shabo? And the Gemara is going to have five different explanations of what the Nekuda Samachlokas is. What is the actual point of dispute in that Machlokas? And then the Perek is going to conclude by a discussion about the Mechatos, when it's considered yours and when it's considered not to be yours. To what extent do you have Bailus on the Mechatos, on the water that's used for the Paraduma? So let us begin. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to Ikalimifrach. Yeah, so the Gemara says, the Gemara had just said that we compare Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara to Shchutei Chutz. That if Shchutei Chutz are Asa Ba'ana, Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara also Asa Ba'ana. So Ikalimifrach, Malish Alibish Alacha, Shekein Enosh Kares. Wait a second, if you shech the Karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Chi of Kares. So how can you compare the two? We know that by Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara there's no Chi of Kares. So you shouldn't be able to just link the two and compare everything about them. Elam Rabbi Mehacha. So it has to be that the source to tell me that Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'azara is Asar Ba'ana is from the following: Veshachtu, Veshachato So, Veshachato So. Tlosa Kray Yiseri. There are three extra psukim in the parsha. Matam Elomer. Why do I need three psukim? Lefi Shenemer, because the pasuk says Kirchag Makom Zavachta, Brichug Makom Atozaveach, Viatozaveach, BeMakom Karov. That when you have Chulin, you can only shecht Chulin at a Richug Makom, at a distance from the Mikdash, but not BeMakom Karov. Prat leChulin Shli. And this teaches us not to shecht chulin in the azara. Yeah, that tells me I'm not allowed to shecht an animal that doesn't have any mum on it and would have been roi for a karban, but it's not a karban, it's chulin, that I'm not allowed to shecht that in the azara. How do I know that even if it's a bal mum, I'm not allowed to shecht it in the azara? Because it's the same min as the animal that doesn't have the mum, so we don't distinguish between the two of them, that they're both considered to be in the same category. It's a memetzinu. So minayin l'rabus hasachaya. How do I know to include even a chaya that wouldn't be able to be brought as a korban? Even if I were makdish, it wouldn't be able to be brought as a korban. Marbani is a chaya shibeshchita kebehema. Well, a chaya is similar enough to behema, and that a chaya requires shchita. Minayin l'rabus hasaofos. How do I know to include birds as well? Tamalomer v'shachtu v'shachadoso v'shachadoso. So that's the extra reboy in the pasuk to tell me to include birds as well. Yachalo yishchot. I might think, yes, I just learned that there's an iser of chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. One is not permitted to take chulin and shecht in the azara, whether it's a balmum, whether it's a chaya, whether it's a bird. But v'im shachat yeh mutter. From here, I would think that if I did shecht it, it's still going to be mutter ba'ana. I still didn't learn that it's aser ba'ana. So tamalomer kirchak mucha makom v'zavachta. Whatever you shecht that's chulin outside of the azara back home, that you're allowed to eat. But you may not eat what you shecht in the azara if it's chulin. Prat lechulin shenishchutu ba'azara. This excludes chulin shenishchutu ba'azara. Now, in terms of the iser shabo, how do I know to include balei mumin as well? We already included balei mumin in terms of that you're not allowed to shecht in the azara. How do I know that if you did, it's going to be asur? So marvani balei mumin shken min hamachshir. Same svara we had before, because because the animal that's a balmum looks exactly the same as the animal that's not a balmum. They come from the same exact min. So says Gemara, Minan the Rabbi Sachaya, but how do I know to include a chaya as well in the iser? Marbani is a chaya, she b'shchita kebema. Same like we said before, that it also requires shchita like a behema. So in that way, it's comparable to a behema. Minan the Rabbi says ofos. How do I know to include birds as well? Tamalomar v'shachtu v'shachato so v'shachato so. That's the riboy in the pasuk. Yachalo yishchot. So you might think, okay, great. I'm not allowed to shecht chul in the azara, and I'm not allowed to eat chul that was shechted in the azara. I still don't know in Israel. No, I might think, yeah, you can't shecht it, but vim shachat yashlichet of neklavim. If you did shecht it, you could still feed it to your dogs if you want. That you're still allowed to get that ana out of it. Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk tells us, lekelev tashlichun oso, that you should throw a treifa to a dog. If you have a treifa, that you give to the dog. Oso atamashlich lekelev, viatamashlich chulish shishch bazara. That you only throw a treifa to a dog, but chulish shishch bazara doesn't get thrown to a dog. So that's how we know that chulish shishch bazara is asr bahana'a from all these ribuyim, and we learn that it's asr to do, and we learn that it's asr bahachila, and from lekelev tashlichun oso, we learn that even that whatever it is that you can't eat, you also can't throw to a dog unless it's a treifa. Only treifa you're allowed to throw to a dog. Ashkechinu Mar Yehuda Rav Yosef Rav Shmuel Bere de Rabba Bar Brachana Davukaimi Apischa de Bei Rabba. Mar Yehuda saw that Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel Bere de Rabba Bar Brachana were standing by the door of Rabba. Amalu Tanya Hamakadish Bepetach Hamar Bebasu Bechal Bebuchun Shishu Bazara Rabbi Shimon Amar Mekudeshes. All those things that we said are Asur Bana, that you're not, they can't be Mekadish Nisha with. If you try to be Mekadish Nisha with, it's Ainu Mekudeshes. Rabbi Shimon holds Mekudeshes, that it does work, the Kiddushin is valid. The Chum Romeinu Mekudeshes, the Chum say it's Ainu Mekudeshes. Alma Chulin Shlishu Bazar, the Rabbi Shimon Lavda Oraisa. Apparently Rabbi Shimon holds the Yisra Anah of Chulin Shlishu Bazar is not Da Oraisa, and that's why the woman is Mekudeshes if you use Chulin Shlishu Bazar. So frak the Gemara Ura Minhu, Rabbi Shimon of Chulin Shlishu Bazar Yisrufu, v'chein Chayesh Nishu Bazar. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you have Chulin Shlishu Bazar, it should be burnt, and apparently if you have to burn it, it means that it's not enough to just bury it. So you see that it's an Yisra Min HaTorah. When you have an Yisra Anah, Mit Rabbana, so we say, okay, you could go bury it. But when you have an Isser Hana'a Minat Torah, that's when we require burning it. So apparently Rabbi Shimon holds that you have to burn it because Chulin Shlishu Bazar is Nisr Doraisa. So it's a stira. How could, on the one hand, Rabbi Shimon say that if you Mekadish an Isha with Chulin Shlishu Bazar, she's Mekadesha? Sounds like it's not Asr Bahana'a Midoraisa. Yet on the other hand, he says that if you have it, you have to burn it. Sounds like it is Asr Bahana'a Midoraisa. Ishtiku, they didn't have a response. They were silenced. Asul kamei to Rabba, so they were right by the doorstep of Rabba, so they just walked in and they asked Rabba, what do you think? So Amalahu palgu ukminchi. He said, someone who's just trying to make trouble, someone who's always being cholik on all of his colleagues, he's the one that stopped you from talking and from defending yourself. You could have easily responded. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shenishchita v'nimtzei streifa. What if you shecht chulin and then it turns out to be a treifa? Rabbi Shimon l'taimei, this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. D'tanya shochit as a treifa v'shchein ha-shochit v'nimtzei streifa zeh v'zeh chulin ba'azara. That whether you shecht an animal that's a treifa, or you shecht an animal and it turns out that you later find out that it's a treifa, that's still chulin shnish ba'azara. But Rabbi Shimon matir ba'na avacham mosrim. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter ba'na. The Chum say it's Asr. So when does Rabbi Shimon say Chulish Shishu Bazar is Lavda Oraisa, that it's going to be Mutar Bana? Only if it's a treifa. But regular Chulish Shishu Bazar, of course Rabbi Shimon is Moda that it's Asr Mida Oraisa. It's Asr Bana. You cannot be Mekadesh Nisha with it. It's only by a treifa that it makes the exception. Now in the Hava Mina, at least, we assume that Rabbi Shimon holds Chulish Shishu Bazar is only a din Darabanan. So Rashi writes that Mar Yehudu's Medaik, Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshan the pasuk kiyurchak, and that's why he holds that the isra of shchita and hana is not daraisa. Now it's interesting that that's what Rashi writes, that we're making the assumption, the initial diuk is that Rabbi Shimon holds that the isra shchita and hana'a is not daraisa. What about the isra achila of chulin shel shechitah zara, that he didn't comment. He said that the havamina, even in the havamina, just that the yisur shechitah, that the yisur hana'a is not daraisa. In a tshuva, the Beis Halevi, in tshuvas chelik aleph simin beis, Oz Tes says that Rashi is meduga over here, that according to Rabbi Shimon, only the yisur shechitah and hana'a is not daraisa, but the yisur achila, Rabbi Shimon is also moda, is daraisa. Rashi writes in Pesachim and Daf Chav Beis that if you say chulin shel shechitah zara is lav daraisa, Rashi says explicitly over there that's only the yisur hana'a, but the yisur achila is daraisa. Even though Rashi says Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshan the pasuk kirchak, so if you don't darshan that pasuk, then where do you learn an isra achila to begin with? He means that he doesn't darshan the beginning of the pasuk, that kirchak v'zavakta, from where we learn that shchita b'kirv makom, but he does darshan the end of the pasuk kirchak v'achalta, that whatever your zaveach b'richuk makom you're allowed to eat, but chulish nishchum azari you're not allowed to eat. So Rashi would hold of Rabbi Shimon rather would hold of part of that drasha according to Rashi, just not the entire drasha. Now the Gemara understands that the reason Rabbi Shimon holds that if you makadish nishu chulin shnishu v'azara that she would be mukudashas, the Gemara makes that assumption as well, that it must be that it's not an issa daraisa. If it were an issa daraisa, she wouldn't be mukudashas. If something were an issa ana, so apparently the Gemara is saying that if something is an issa ana mitrabanan and you makadish nishu with it, good, mikudashas, that would not be a problem, that wouldn't bother us. It's only if you hold that it's an Isra Anami Doraisa, and you try to be Mekadish Nisha with it, that would be a problem. Now this is very troubling. The Rishonim point out, Tosos points out, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all point out that there is a sugya in the beginning of the first parak of Pesachim, and Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, HaMekadish Isha, if someone is a Mekadish woman on Pesach with chametz that's only asr midrabanan, ha-Mekadish b'chite kordinaisa, wheat that grows in Harei Ararat, which is very hard wheat and it's not really edible, so it's only chametz midrabanan. Halacha is einu mukadashas. So apparently you're being Mekadish nisha with something that's an isra hana'a midrabanan. And the halacha is Ain't a mukadashas. So how could the Gemara make a diuk over here? Oh, if Rabbi Shimon were to hold that chul shus v'azar is only asa midrabana, and then we'd have no problem. Then it would be mukadashas. It's only because he holds it's an isra na midoraisa. So the Tosus points out that according to the maskana of our Gemara, it's not a kasha, because in the maskana, Rabbi Shimon holds chul shus v'azar is asa na midoraisa. When we say mukadashas, it's talking about where it didn't become asra at all. Meaning Rabbi Shimon was only talking about shochet is a treifa when he said mukadashas over here. L'maskana sa Gemara. It's the havamina of the Gemara that's wrong. So it could be that Gemara in Pesachim only works with the Maskana of our Gemara here. But in Achinami, it doesn't work with the Havamina of our Gemara. The idea would be that even if it's only asubana midrabanan, it still has no value to the person. So it would still be enu mekadashas because you still can't use it. So if it has zero value, it's not a shavu pruta. So you haven't really been mekadesh the isha. The Tosos suggests that when Rav Gidol says mekadesh isha b'chitik or nice enu mekadashas, that's only if you were mekadesh la'achar shishis of erev Pesach. That's when it becomes asubana midaraisa, like Rabbi Tam says. And therefore, even if you're Mekadish with Chametz, it's only Asr Midrabanan, it's still Enim Mekadashas. But when we say in our sugi, Mekadish B'Suriya Nod Rabanan, that it would be Mekadashas, it's talking about the Mekadish, something that the whole Isr is only Midrabanan, that doesn't have any Tzad Isr Daraisa. Meaning, what Tosus draws our attention to is the idea that not every Isr Darabanan is the same. Meaning, we often like to categorize things in two very neat categories, Daraisas, Darabanans. But we know that that's not the case, that there are many, many levels of daraisas, and there are many levels of derabanans. The Prima Gadim, Psicha Kalalas, goes through all the levels. Daraisa, you have that which is Mefurash Bikra. That's a stronger level than that which is derived from the Yigul Midashatar and Dreshben, which in turn is a stronger level daraisa than that which is derived from Halach L'Moshe Misinai. A derabanan, you have a derabanan that has an asmachta, a derabanan that doesn't have an asmachta, a derabanan that has an Iker Minatora, that which is based on a din daraisa, and a derabanan that has no anchor in the Torah, it has no ikr mina Torah. So that's what Tosfos suggests, that maybe there's a distinction between the different levels of Isurim Drabanan in terms of being Mekadesh and Isha. But all the Rishonim get in on the action over here, trying to figure out how to make this sugya shtim with the sugya in Mesachas Pesachim. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Makom v'kiddush b'dmei mukadeshes. If a man takes the Yisurei Hanah, he sells the Yisurei Hanah, takes the money that he earned from the Yisurei Hanah, and is mekadesh an isha with it, mukadeshes. That works as a valid kiddushin. Minalan, how do I know that that's true, that the money is not, that it's not tofes as damav, that the money does not become asra as well? Midgali rechman b'avod chavim, v'yisa cherim kamohu. The fact that the Torah says by avod zara, that it's cherim kamohu, which we darshan, kol shata mahaya himena, hareu kamohu, that anything that you get as a result of using that avod zara, meaning that you exchange the avod zara for, becomes like avod zara, in that it all becomes asra b'ana. Mechal de That implies that, yeah, it's dafka be'avod zara, that there's such a din that the Isra Hana transfers to the next item and to the next item. But by every other Isra Hana in the Torah, the Isra Hana is only on the original. Anything you exchange it for is going to be mutter. Frankly, Gemara, is that the way the Torah works? Normally, when the Torah says something in one place, we don't say that's an exception and every other place is different. Normally, if it says something in one place, that's what we call a binyan ava, memetzinu. If it says it in one place, we're supposed to apply it to kol haTorah kula. So if by avodah zara it tells us, here you have an Isra Hana, and the Isra is going to transfer over to whatever you exchange it for, the same should be by every Isra Hana, that it should transfer to whatever you exchange it for. V'nelef mino, why don't we learn from avodah zara? Answers the Gemara, because it's not just one place where the Torah tells us this chiddush, it's two places. And once it's two places, then we apply shnei ksuvin habayin ke'echad. That if the Torah tells me a chiddush in two places, those are the exceptions, and the rule is the opposite. Mishum davav avodah It's not only avodah zara that's tofes as damav. Shmita is also tofes as damav. And anytime you have shnei ksuvin abam keachad, you cannot derive to other places in the Torah. Avodas kochavim adiamran. Avodah zara, we already said how we learn v'yisachem kamahu, that we know that it's tofes as damav. Shviyas mahi. Where do we learn the same is true by shviyas that it's tofes as damav? So yovel hi kodesh tielachem. We darshin maka that since it's compared to Kodesh, Ma Kodesh Tofes is Damav, Av Shviyas Tofes is Damav. Just like Kodesh, which is not an Isra, Kodesh is just a status, just like Kodesh is Tofes is Damav, so too Shviyas is Tofes is Damav. It would transfer over. I, frankly, Gemara, I Ma Kodesh Tofes is Damav, Yotze Luchulin, Av Shviyas Tofes is Damav, Yotze Luchulin. Yeah, by Kodesh, when you exchange it for money, it's true the money becomes holy, but then the Kodesh ceases from being holy. We just say the same thing about Shviyas, that when you exchange it for money, it's the peros of Shviyas stop being peros of Shviyas. No, that's not the case. So how can you say that we learn from Kodesh? So Tamalomar Tihiyah. That's why the pasuk has an extra word Tihiyah to tell me Baviyasa Tehe. That no matter what you exchange it for, the initial pre remains in its initial status. It doesn't change its status. Says the Marketz. So how does it actually work out? How is it that it's Tofes is Damav, yet it still remains the same? Lakach Beper Shviyas Basar. Let's say you exchange your peros shviyas for meat. Elav elam is barim b'shviyas. Both the meat and the original peros have the status of shmita. You have to get rid of it in shmita year. B'basar dagim. Let's say you take that meat and you exchange that for fish. Yatza basar nichnasu dagim. Now the basar no longer has the status of shviyas, but the fish do have the status of shviyas. So the original peros always retain the status, and whatever the last thing in the line is that it was exchanged for also has that status. So b'dagim yayin. If you then take that fish and exchange it for wine, yatzu dagim nichnas yayin. The fish no longer have the status, but the wine does. B'yayin shemen. You take the wine, you exchange it for oil, yatzu yayin nichnas shemen. You get the idea. The wine is no longer going to have kedusha shviyas. The oil is now going to have kedusha shviyas. How does it all shake out? Achron nitfas b'shviyas uperi atzmaaser. The last thing you have is shmita, and the pre itself that originally was shmita also remains shmita. This all works very well if you assume, like the shita that shnei ksuvin aban keachad ein melamdin, that when the Torah tells me something in two places, those are the exceptions to the rule. But what if you hold as a matter of midrash haTorah and drash ban that when you have shnei ksuvin aban keachad that they're not the exceptions to the rule, that you can still make a binyan av and a memetzinu from Shnei Ksuv Nabayim Keachad? So miyut iksivi. There is a special miyut by each place. Ksiv hacha ki cherem hu, uksiv hasam yovel hi. He in midiachrinu lov, that there's a word by avodah zarah and a word by shvius to tell me that dafka in these cases do we say that there's din of tfisas damin. So what the Gemara is trying to say over here is all of the different isurei hana that we listed in the Mishnah are not avodah zarah and they're not shemitah. So memela, the halacha is going to be that when you exchange them for money, that money is totally mutar b'hana, and therefore even mekadesh nisha with the money is perfectly fine. The Rishonim are bothered over here how we can make avodah zarah and shvius shnei ksuv naban kechad if after all there's a major distinction between avodah zarah and shvius. When you're machlif peru shvius with basar and then with dagim, etc., like we had, only the last thing is nitfas b'kdusha shvius, but all the things in the middle are yotzi l'chulin. By avodah zarah, no matter how many times you machlif A for B, for C, for D, for all of them, everything along the line is asr b'ana. So they're chalukim bedinam. They have different halachos. So it's hard to call that shnei ksuvim abam kechos when you have the same din taught in two different contexts about two different areas of halacha. Over here, it's not the same din. It's similar. It's reminiscent. But it's not at all the same din. So l'chora, there's a tzricha, so you would need both of these psukim. Once you need both psukim, you can't say shnei ksuvim haban keachad. So that's what Tosa suggests, that the pasuk v'yisachirim kamo that it says be'avodah zarah comes to serve as the shnei ksuvim haban keachad that you can't learn from, because you can't say this pasuk. It teaches us that chalipe chalipen are mutter, meaning that we would darshan kamo to tell me that avodah zarah asers kamoa only one time, because that which chalipe chalipen are our mutter, we would already know from the pasuk Yicherim Hu, we dash in Hu, that dafka the first chalipin are aser, not the chalipe chalipin. But since the pasuk says V'yisacherim kamo, teaches us that the first chalipin are aser, so together with that pasuk that it says by Shvius, we learn Shnei Ksuvim Bam Kecha that ain't Melamdin. Meaning you have to break up the drasha that you have by Avodah Zarah into two parts. The drasha that tells us that the last thing in the line is aser, and then a separate drasha that tells us everything in between is aser. So the drasha that tells us the last thing in the line is aser by Avodah Zarah is Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kechad with Shvius, because we have a drasha by Shvius also that the last thing in the line is Aser. That's how Tosos works out of it. To other Rishonim deal with it differently. Last mission in the parak: Makadesh B'Trumas Umaisos Umatanos. A person is Makadesh Nisha with things that are supposed to go to the Kohen, like Truma and the Matnos Kuna of an animal that Yishak, the Zroel Lechaim Keva of any animal that Yishak is supposed to go to a Kohen, or with Maisos that are supposed to go to the Levi, Ube Mechatas, or he uses Mechatas to be Makadesh with the mechatas of the paraduma waters, ube efrachatas, or the ashes of the paraduma, harezu mekudashas. The halacha is that is a valid kiddush, and that's perfectly fine. Vafilu Yisrael, even if he's a Yisrael, she's a Yisraelis, neither of them have to be able to necessarily use it themselves, it's still mekudashas. Amru Ula, Tovas Hana Eina Mamun. Ula says, you know, the right that you have to give truma to whichever Kohen you want to give truma to is not called monetary interest. That's not called that it's mamun. It's not considered to be of value, of actual value. Eisfir Rabbi Ula, Mekadish B'Trumas Ma'asim Matalas Mechadz Be'efer Pararizim Kadeshas Vavili Yisrael. Oh yeah? What do you do about our Mishnah then? Our Mishnah says that if you're Mekadish for something that you can't use, the only rights you have in it is to choose which Kohen to give it to. It's Mekadeshas. Apparently it is mamun. It's got to be worth a pruta if it's mukadeshas. Samalei hacha bi Yisrael shnaflo tvalim mi beis avi imo kohen. The case over here is that a Yisrael yarshined truma from his grandfather who is a kohen. V'kasavr matan shlohur mukamitzur mudamyan. And we assume, I'm sorry, he yarshined tevel from his grandfather who is a kohen. And we assume that Tevel, in its current state, is considered as if the Truma is already separated from that Tevel. So when the Kohen has all of this Tevel, it's as if he's taken possession of his own Truma. The halacha by a Kohen is that he does have to be Mafresh Truma, but then he's allowed to keep it himself. He doesn't have to give it to anybody. So that's what happened with the Zayda. The Zayda was a Kohen. He was, it's as if he wasn't actually Mafresh Truma, but Tevel's Kimisha Hormu Damyon, it's as if he was Mafresh Truma, and the mitzvah Nesino is already done to himself. He already has it. So now when the grandson yarshins it, the grandson doesn't have to give it to a Kohen. It's already been given to a Kohen. He's not allowed to eat it because the grandson's not a Kohen. So he can sell it to a Kohen. So that actually has value. That has monetary value. When the mitzvah has already been done with the truma, so the soul's not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to sell it. Rashi points out, l'chora, the Gemara could have also said that he yarshins truma from his grandfather. You don't have to make it that it's Tevel and Kamishra Hormadavin, why do you have to go like this? It could just be that he yarshins Truma from the grandfather. The grandfather is coin, he yarshins the Truma. Okay, but the Gemara prefers to give this example. Do we consider that to be mammon, or do we not consider it to be worth something, worth actual money? Our Mishnah says that it's mukadeshes with things that the Yisrael himself is not allowed to use. Sounds like it's mammon. Weren't you here 30 seconds ago? We just said that that's talking about where the mitzvah's nesina was already done. He already got it from his grandfather who was a Kohen, and that's why it's mamon to him, because he's allowed to sell it. But normally, if all he has in it is tovas hanah, that doesn't necessarily prove that that's mamon. He said, you are a hotza'ah. So, ichsif. He got very embarrassed. Who suffered mishmaita kamalei? Because he thought that was an insult. He thought he was saying, "Wow, you're so out of this sugya that you said such a ridiculous thing." But amalei halchi kamine. He saw that he was embarrassed. Said, no, that's not what I meant. That when I say otzah, I meant Rav Asi du Hutzal koi kavaseich. I meant that you go like the guy from Hutzal, because Rav Asi from Hutzal holds like you. I meant to say Baruch Shekivanta. You say just like Rav Asi from Hutzal. I wasn't trying to insult you. It was a compliment. So name a katanai. Says maybe this is actually machlokas tanaim, whether tovas hana'a is mamon or not. And this machlokas tanaim that we're about to quote, the first possible explanation of it is that it's that they're arguing about whether tovas hana'a is mamon or not, but we're going to have four alternative explanations of what they might be arguing about. So the machlokas goes as follows. Hagonev tivlo shel chavero. If someone steals tevel from his friend, so he stole produce, no chumus or maisa have been taken from this produce yet, how much do you pay him back? Do you pay him back the full value of the tevel? Well, he wasn't going to be able to keep it anyway. So you're going to give him cash, the full value of the tevel. Now he's going to make out more money than he would have been able to have in the first place. So Mishalim lo d'me tivlo shel chavero divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, yeah, pay him the full value of the tevel, every last penny. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Marina Mashalim El Demechul and Shabbat. No, you subtract the Trumas and Maestros and pay him back the amount that he would have been able to keep. So if a typical person gives 2% for Truma, 10% for Maestros, give him 88% of what you stole from him. And that's what you pay him back in cash, because that's all he would have been able to keep anyway. So my lav bahakamifli, isn't this exactly the machlokas? Demar Savitovasana Mamon, Mar Savitovasana Eina Mamon, that if you hold Tovasana as Mamon, so he does have right in the Trumas and Maestros. He does have ownership on some level of the Trumas and Maestros, and therefore you got to pay him back the full amount. But if the old Tovas Hana ain't a mamon, so then you don't have to pay him back for the Trumas and Maestros, you only pay him back for the Tevel. Says Marlo, maybe everyone really holds Tovas Hana ain't a mamon, and therefore you would have thought that you only have to pay him back the 88% and not the full 100%. Maybe the tevel that we're talking about over here was tevel that he yarshined from his Kohen grandfather. And the real machlokas over here is, how do we understand matana shalahurmu? If you have tevel, do we view it as if the truma has already been separated from it? If so, then the Kohen has already taken possession of it, and the grandson is allowed to sell it. So marasavar kamishu urmudamyan, umarasavar lav kamishu urmudamyan. That's exactly the machlokas, whether it's kamishah or mudamyan or not. Before we get into the other explanations, what the machlokas is about, there is a chakira. If you say within the din of tovas hana'a mamon, the gedra of tovas hana'a that Yisrael has in Shumas Maisos, the pre Yitzchak discusses, is the tova be'etzem the fact that he's allowed to give that matana to whatever kohen he wants to give it? Is that what we're saying? That's the tova, or is the tova that the balabais is allowed to take a little bit of something from his friend who's a Kohen, almanas to give the matanos always to that Kohen? Meaning, is this tovas hana'a a thing? Is it something substantial? Can you hold it? Can you touch it? Or is it just an idea? It's a relationship. Is it that he's actually allowed to take something from the Kohen, and in exchange for that something that he actually gets from that Kohen, he'll just always give his chumos to that Kohen forever and ever? Or is it that it's just a relationship that's created? Nafkamina, if you say tovas hana'a, that he's allowed to take a davar muat from his oev who's a kohen. So zra lechay mekeva, which are midrabanan, you're not allowed to take money for them. So there should be no tovas hanah in zra lechay mekeva. You're not allowed to take anything from them. It's an issur to take anything from them. But if you say tovas hanah, it's just that you can give the right to give it to whoever you want to give it to is itself the tovas hanah. So then there would be tovas hanah by zra lechay mekeva, the parts of the animal that you shech that have to always go to a kohen. Now Rashi writes tovas hanah is that you're allowed to give the trumas of maisos to whatever kohen you want. That's what Rabbi Nachmanon writes as well. But Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Mem Vav and in Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph writes tovas hanah is that you're allowed to take a davar muat me ohavo shel kohen, that because he's giving him the truma, you're allowed to take a davar muat. So Rashi writes two different ways in two different places. So that's the discussion about how we understand what tovas hanah even is to begin with. But anyway, moving on now. Third possibility: what is this machlokas when you steal tevel? How much do you have to pay back? Everyone holds that matan shlohurma or kamisha or mudamion, that it's as if truma has already been separated from them, and tovasana is not mamon. Over here, what they're arguing about is the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that one stalk of wheat is enough to pater an entire kri, to pater an entire silo of grain from truma. So then you understand the machlokas very well. How much truma was this guy going to give? Well, he might have given 2%, he might have given 1/40, he might 2.5%, or he might have just given chita achas. If he was only going to give chita achas for truma and that would work, then I have to pay him back everything. But if we could make the assumption that chita achas is not going to work, then I'd be able to subtract the truma shabo. Tos Rid raises the question, by truma the Torah says titein lo, that you need to give a coin a kedein nesina. The Gemara Chulin says by Reish Sagez, it says titein lo, you have to give a coin a kedein nesina, which means mishkal chamesh shloim, you have to give a substantial amount, the amount that you could, the Gemara Chulin says by Reish Sagez, you have to give an amount that you could weave a garment for a child with. So chita achas, whatever it is, it's definitely not kedein nesina, right? Whatever kedein nesina is, it can't be that chita achas is kedein nesina. So how could Shmuel say that you can chita achas is poteres is kalakri? It's definitely not a kedein nesina. So the Tos Rid suggests that lechadchila a person has to give a kohen levi an ani a shear that's a kedein nesina, just like we have by peya, you can't give the ani less than chatzi kav chitin. That shear is by all the nesinos that we have to accord in a levi. But if you don't give that shear, even though you were not mekayim the mitzvahs nesina, but the peros are no longer tevel. Tos Rid makes a very critical distinction. Nadav Yehuda is mechavin to the same distinction. Nadav Yehuda writes the same thing in a tshuva, but Nadav Yehuda didn't have a Tos Rid. So Nadav Yehuda writes in his tshuva that I'm going to say a chiddush lo kidmani adam eolam, no one ever said it, and I think it's such a clear chiddush, and he's right. It's a Tos Rid. Tos Rid says this chiddush that there's two dinim. It's a brisker a chiddush that there's tzvei dinim in mitzvahs truma. There's a mitzvah of hafrashas truma, which makes the rest of the produce, once I designate something as truma, the rest of the produce now is no longer tevel, it's now going to be good. And then there's a separate mitzvah of nisinas truma, and they have different gedarim, they have different dinim, the actual giving to a kohen. Once I do the hafrasha, the stuff is no longer tevel. I could do the nisina months later, I'll give it to the kohen, I'll actually deliver it to the kohen. But they have a different shiurim for hafrashas truma. All you need chita achas poteres is kalakri, one stalk of wheat. But to give to the kohen, I can't give the kohen a chita achas, I'm not being mekayim any mitzvah. I would need to amass a kedei nesina, I would need to give him a substantial amount in order for it to be yotze the nesinas truma. V'iba yisema, the first white line in Chesam Beis. V'iba yisema, fourth possibility of what this machlokas is about: how much do you have to pay back when you steal tevel? Dekule alma less lehu de Shmuel. Really, no one holds like Shmuel that chita achas. And the reason Rebbe says that you have to pay back the full amount, even though the guy that you stole from never was going to benefit from the full amount anyway, is because it's a special knas on the ganav for stealing, so we make him pay back the full amount. And a final possibility, everyone holds like Shmuel. Why then does Rabbi Yossi, if everyone holds like Shmuel, then why does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda say that you don't have to pay back the full amount, that you could subtract the amount that's truma? No, the kansur rabbanon le balabayis to lo yibay l'shul l'tivle. This is a knas on the balabayis for leaving around his tevel. He shouldn't have kept it as tevel for such a long time. So we punish him that he doesn't get the full amount back. Tanan, Hamakadesh b'trumos v'maisos. Our Mishnah said, if you makadesh a woman with trumos, with maisos, matanos, with the zrol l'chayayim v'keva, b'mechatos, with the water that you use for the paraduma, be'efer para, with the actual paraduma waters, harezu mukadeshas, kiddushin is valid. V'afal pi Yisrael. Even though the person is a Yisrael, the guy who's makadesh is a Yisrael. Frankly, minhu, I'll ask you a stira, hanotos char ladun, din of betelim. If a person takes money to judge a case, a din Torah, his din is din of betelim. Rishonim Ramdaik doesn't say dino batel, it says din of betelim. Not just that case, every case he ever judges is batel, even the ones he didn't take money for. Lahayid, if he takes money to be an aid, edusa betela, that edus is batel. Lahazos, if he takes money to sprinkle the mechatas, the efer para, on a tame person, ulakadesh, or to be mekadesh the mechatas with the efer, meima ara, the water is no different than swamp water, it has no value, and afar away from mikla, and the ashes are like any other ashes, meaning there's no, it's not considered efer para. So in the Mishnah over there, apparently, it's you're not allowed to take money from mei para and efer para. And in our Mishnah, it says you're mekadesh nisha with mei para and efer para, it's mukudeshes. So it sounds like it is worth some money to you, that you're allowed to take money for it. So which is it? Amar Abaye lo kasha. Abaye says, not a stira at all. Kan b'schar hava'o umiloi, kan b'schar hazav v'kiddush. When it says that in our Mishnah that you're allowed to be mekadesh nechatos, nefrachatos, doesn't mean that you're mekadesh with their value. You're mekadesh with the payment that you deserve for bringing it from a distant location to Yerushalayim, or for filling up the water and schlepping, which is not actually the mitzvah. That's the tircha in the preparation for the mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah, schar hazav v'kiddush, that ain't a chinam. You're not allowed to take money for, and you cannot be mekadesh nisha with. And dekanami, it's meduyik this way in the two mishnayos. Dekatani hacha b'mei chatas u'be'efer para. It says over here the mei chatas and the efer para. It sounds like you're mekadesh mei chatas efer para when they're still not mixed together, when they're still not right to use to be mitire a tamei meis with. They're still separate entities. Dekatani hasa, but over there in Becharos where it says if someone takes schar lahazos ulekadesh, he takes payment to sprinkle and be mekadesh, which is the actual maisa mitzvah of the azar, the kiddush. So shema mina. So you see that this distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Becharos must be, in fact, an accurate distinction. Hadron lachish mekadesh b'Hashem. Tomorrow we will begin the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin.